This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. A Colorado veteran of the Afghanistan war said he is disappointed, sad, and let down by the way the U.S. military has pulled out of that country. Israel D.T. Del Toro Jr. served two tours in Afghanistan with the Air Force.
And it seems like, you know, we just kind of like gave up, you know, all that blood and sweat and tears and treasure that we fought for. It feels like, what would we do it for? Participation trophy?
Del Toro Jr. suffered a severe injury in Afghanistan that nearly cost him his life in 2005. Governor Jared Polis is asking the State Board of Health to require COVID-19 vaccinations for healthcare and nursing home workers. CPR's Monica Castillo has more.
Many of the state's largest hospitals and healthcare chains are already requiring employees to get vaccinated, but nursing home and long-term care centers have been more reluctant because they worry they will lose staff. In his letter to the Colorado Board of Health, Polis estimates that 30-40% of nursing home staff are not vaccinated. He says he wants the board to make the shots a condition of employment for those workers. The board meets Wednesday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Coloradans with compromised immune systems have started to get coronavirus booster shots. Carrie Melmed says she got hers because at work, she's around kids who are too young to get vaccinated. Melmed is on immunosuppressants to treat rheumatoid arthritis.
They have a list of conditions and the types of people who can get the third, you know, the booster at this point. And after speaking with the pharmacist, she said, yep, you qualify. And then I got it.
The Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said last week a third dose may provide an additional layer of protection from the disease caused by the coronavirus. One expert says the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan has galvanized the global jihadi movement. We'll have more in 15 minutes.